You know, I see some familiar faces out there, guys. We thank you so much for coming out here. This means all the world.
Thank you.
And all you guys who are the regulars at City Team, thank you for coming out and letting us play for you too, man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
story. Let me tell you what happened. You see, the way Robert Johnson was living caught up with him one day. He was playing music in this little tavern outside of this little town for a couple of days. He was only 27 years old. But about the time he was playing that music there, he was also having an affair with the woman who was married to the owner of that there tavern. And that there tavern owner, he found out. And that night, when Robert Johnson was playing his guitar, that tavern owner served him a glass of poison whiskey. And for the next 3 days, Robert Johnson was in the back room of a stranger's house, reeling. People said they heard a sound coming out of that room like a dog howling. And this went on for 3 days as that poison worked its way through his body. And when it was all done, they went in and looked in that room. And then next to his body, they found a handwritten note. And on that note, Robert Johnson was crying out for Jesus Christ to save him because he knew the death was coming. It was coming right then and there. And he had a problem with sin. But that sin owned him, not the other way around. He needed someone to rescue him from that sin. And that is why there's some tall, skinny guy up in heaven right now with long, spidery fingers. They could reach around the neck of a guitar like no one else ever could. You know, you could say that Robert Johnson got into heaven just by the skin of his teeth and that he did not deserve it one little bit. You could say that. You'd probably be right. But if you are amazed that anyone could get into heaven that way, not deserving it, well, even the tiniest little bit, but don't be, because that's how I'm getting in too. I'll never really know. I'll never.